அப்ரமம் மங்கரயிதம் அதிதம் விமலம் சதா ஆனந்ததீர்த்தமத்லம் பஜேதாபத்ரேயாபகம் மித்யா சித்தாந்த துத்வாந்த வித்வம்சன விசக்ஷண ஜெய்தீர்த்தாக்கித நிர்பாசதாம் நோ ஹிருதம்பரே அத்திகலத்த கல்போயம் பிரத்யர்த்தி சகேசரி வியாசதீர்த்த உருபூயாத் அஸ்மதிஷ்டாதி சித்தையே தப்போ வித்யா விரக்தியாதி சத்குணமுகாகரானஹம் வாதிராஜகுருன் வந்தே ஹெக்யோபதாஷியான் பூஜ்ய ராகவேந்திராய சித்திரமதாயத பதத்தாங்கல்பருஷாய நமதாம் காமதேனவே துர்வாயுத்வாந்தரவே வைஷ்ணவேந்தீவரேந்தவே ஸ்ரீராகவேந்த குருவே நமோத்தியாளவே ஆபாதமணி பர்யந்தம் குருநாமாக்து ஸ்மரே தின விக்னா பிரணஷ்யந்தி சிதிஞ்ச மனோரதாக ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நம புல்சேத ருஷி தேவதா சந்தஸ் நென் ஸ்டார்ட் அஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ விஷ்ணோ திவ்ய சஹஸ்ரநாம ஸ்தோத்ர மகாமந்திரஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ வேதவியாசோ பகவான் ருஷி அனுஷ்டுப் சந்த ஸ்ரீ மகாவிஷ்ணு பரமாத்மா ஸ்ரீமன்நாராயணோ தேவதா ஸ்ரீலக்ஷ்மி நாராயண பிரசாத் சித்தி விநியோக ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் விஸ்வஸ்மை நம ஓம் விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணுர் வஷட்காரோ பூதபவியபவத் பிரபு பூதகுத் பூதபுத்பாவோ பூதாத்மா பூதபாவன பூதாத்மா பரமாத்மா ச முக்தானாம் பரமாகதி அவியபுருஷ சாட்சி க்ஷேத்ரக்னோக்ஷரேயவச யோகோ யோக விதாம் நேதா பிரதான புருஷேஸ்வர நாரசிம்ஹோபு ஸ்ரீமான் கேசவபுருஷோத்தம சர்வசர்வசிவஸ்தானுர் பூதாதிர் நிதிரவியஹ சம்பவோ பாவனோ வர்த்தா பிரபவ பிரபுரீஸ்வர ஸோ திஸ் ஸ்லோகா இன் திஸ் ஒன் வி ஹவ் டன் சர்வ ஷர்வ ஷிவ ஸோ நௌ ஸ்தானு ஃபார் திஸ் ஷப்த வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு சி த மீனிங்ஸ் திஸ் வேர்டு ஸ்தானு இஸ் இன் பாப்புலாரிட்டி இட் இஸ் யூஸ்ட் ஃபார் ருத்ர ருத்ரா இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் ஸ்தானு ஸோ வாட் இஸ் த ரூட் வேர்ட் ஆர் ரூட் dhatu for this sthanu is sta sta the word sta means tishtati ityarthe swa dhatu ho so that sta dhatu tishtati sta like hrudayastha kanthastha like you know sta means it is staying in english stay and sta the stay probably came from sta only so sta and stay that means staying means One which stays as it is without any vikara. Vikara means mutation. A mutationless continuance. Existence without any mutation or alteration. That is what is vikara. Rahita sthatva. So that is thanu. That one who does not have any vikara. That means ekariti is like the word shashvata and sthanu are a little bit similar. Shashvata also... Paramatma is Shashvata, we are also Shashvata, so that Eka Rititva is there for us. But Eka Rititva alone is not the... So whatever way we are, the Jiva, it is Eka Vidha Sthana. That means whatever way it is there, without Vikara it is there. For Paramatma, there is no Vikara means... he is Sarvavyapaka, right? Sarvavyapaka means that Sarvavyapaka Guna, it has to be there at all times. But in avataras, like, you know, for example, one that is Sarvavyapaka, he does not go, like, you know, there is no question of going from one place to another, like the Virat Rupa Paramatma, he doesn't go from one place to another because he is Virat Rupa, Sarvavyapaka Rupa. So that Sarvavyapaka Rupa, in that form, he does not move from place to place. But in another form, he moves from place to place. So how come he can move? Like, you know, Vikara Rahitattva means, Sarvavyapakatva should be there in all forms. The potential, the capability is there in all the forms, but the exhibition is not there. Abhivyakti is not there. Why? Because there is another rule that comes, like there is a clash. Like Naravatare Naravat Pravurtihi. When Paramatma put a rule that when a Nara Avatara is taken, whether himself or Devatas or whoever, they want... You know, kind of a little bit similarity, like you know, Naravat, not exactly like Naras, but like something like that, Naravat Pravruti. In case of the humans, they go from place to place. So same way, Krishna goes to like, you know, to Dwaraka or to Hastinapura, Indraprastha, he goes from place to place. So, and he goes to one place, it looks as if he's not there in the previous place. But we can see... Even though he moves from place to place, he is present at all places in all forms. For example, when Draupadi Vastraparana time, she called Krishna, he was not there. But immediately, he responded to Draupadi's call. How? It's not that the sound traveled to Krishna when he was in Dwaraka and he reached the sound there. It's not like that. Like in case of Gajendra Moksha also, it looks as if, no, okay, the Gajendra's call went to Paramatma and it reached Vaikuntha. You know, the poets describe like that, but it's not exactly like that, because Paramatma is Sarvavyapaka. You know, all the forms is Sarvavyapaka, but he will act as if he is not Sarvavyapaka. That is only acting. But Krishna there, when Draupadi calls, he immediately was there. That means in Krishna form itself, he is present everywhere. But still in Krishna form, he travels from place to place. So not that from Dwaraka he traveled and came to Draupadi's Vastrapana time, he took up a travel. That's not the case. He was there, he abhivyakta, that means he is present everywhere, and he just appeared there. In Krishna form itself, he appeared there and he gave Akshaya Vastradana. So that means Paramatma, that sthanutva, there is no violation for that. Sthanutva means staying, whatever his forms, lakshanas are there, with all his lakshanas, in all the forms, Paramatma is present. That means he is a Sarvavyapaka. There is no violence of Sarvavyapaka. So in case of Rudra, he is also sthanu, but he is not Sarvavyapaka. He is not there in Mukta Prapancha. So how will it apply for Rudra? Means for his Sarvavyapakatva, it's only Brahmanda. Amukta Prapancha Vyapakatva is there for Rudra. So that Amukta Prapancha Vyapakatva, it is not violated. In Rudra, his Amukta Prapancha Vyapakatva is not violated in case of Rudra. So he is sthanu. Whatever way he is, he continues in that way. In case of Paramatma, whatever way he was, he continued. He is there in Mukta, Amukta, Prapancha, everywhere he is pervading. He continues to pervade in Mukta, Amukta, Prapanchas, in all the forms, but in certain forms, he pretends as if he is not there, like in Krishna avatara, Rama avatara, any avataras, he is going from place to place. It looks as if, oh, he is not there at all the places. It gives that impression. Of course, for case of Asura Mohana, he does that. Not only Asura Mohana, it is also Paramatma's own rule. He says, Naravatare Naravat Pravruttihi. When avataras are taken, he will behave as if he is like that. So that is as if only. So the same way that sthanu is, that definition it comes is, Nirvikarahasan Tishtati Ityarthe Sthadatoho Sthanuhu Iti Sutrena Sthanuhu. So that is, sthanutva is that ekariti vikararahita sthiti of Paramatma. That is what is described. So as Bimbarupi, Paramatma is present in all Jivatmas, and he is ekariti. The Bimba Rupa of Paramatma that is present in all the Jivas, it stays in that Jiva from Anadikala to Anantakala. Paramatma, he decides that as a Bimbarupi, he is present in all the Jivas. And in each Jiva, whatever Rupa he has taken as a Bimbarupa, it continues for eternity, from beginningless time to endless time. Ekariti, he is Bimbarupi, further Jiva. So for every Jiva, he is there as one Bimbarupa. That the Bimbarupatva, there is no violation for that. He is Ekariti, that way only he stays. That is Sthanutva. Sthanutva means Vikararahitatva. Vikararahitatva means it does not mean that he does not move from place to place. He doesn't have to move from place to place. He is present every place, but in some rupas, he moves from place to place, or at least appears to move from place to place. Even in those cases, like Krishna avatara, he is present in every place, but he pretends or behaves as if he is only in one place, like he is either in Dwaraka or he is in Hastinapura. He is only one place. He pretends, but when he is there in Dwaraka, he is also there in Hastinapura, like in Draupadi case. So like that, he is there in his every form, he is present in every place, sarvavyapakatva sarvarupeshu ekaritihi bhagavan sthitaha iti sthanu. That's why sthanu. So that ekarupa, so that is the, in Gita also, Krishna, it says, he is like, you know, achedyayam adahyayam akledyo sosheyavacha Nityaha sarvagataha sthanuhu achaloyam sanatanaha. There Paramatma says sthanuhu. the shabda prayoga is as nitya sarvagataha, all, you know, sarvagatatva is there at all times. Sthanuhu achalaha ayam sanatanaha is sthanu. That means that sthanu shabda, Acharya explains in Gita Bhashya, padyasyasya uttarartham kuto ayogyata nitya sarvagatadi visheshanaha ishvara swarupatvat iti ishvara parataya shrimadacharyaha vyakhyatavantaha sthanutve api ikshatehe ityadi aviruddham ishvarasya ubhaya vidhavakyat achintya shaktescha. From his achintya shakti, Bhagavanta, though he is present in every form, everywhere, he acts as if he is like, you know, moving from place to place. So that sthanutva means whatever form the Paramatma is present, that form he is there at all the times. So wherever sthanutva is there, that means it may look as if something that has a sthanutva, ekariti, without anything, Paramatma is there. Then kartrutva, that means there is a kriya. He performs, he goes, he walks. So this kartrutva and sthanutva seem to oppose each other, but they don't. In reality, because of the achintya samarthya of the Paramatma, that means incomprehensible capability, he is his sarvakarta, at the same time sthanu. So this mutually, apparently contradicting characteristics are applicable for Inka Paramatma case, like Dura, Dura Taramitu, Tadeva, Antika, Mantika, is farther than the farthest, nearer than the nearest, smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest. At the same time, that may look impossible, but in case of Paramatma, it is not impossible. He is capable of doing that because of his achintya shakti. Why we have to talk about achintya shakti? At the same time, he is present in one place, also he is present in every place. How is that possible? Same time, he is present at only one place, he is also present at every place. How we can do that means, that is the achintya shakti only. So he can manifest in his own way, whatever way he wants. So that is what is sthanutva. And in case of Rudra, he is also called sthanu. It does not mean Rudra, how can Rudra be sthanu? He is not present in mukta prapancha. He is present only in amukta prapancha. But that amukta prapancha sthiti is ekariti for Rudra. That means at the beginning of the creation, he is pervading the whole Brahmanda, and even outside the Brahmanda, ahankara tattva wherever is there, ahankara tattva everywhere, mahatattva, ahankara tattva, these are all pervading. Ahankara tattva pervasion wherever is there, Rudra is there. And that is ekariti. There is no violation for that principle. Rudra is pervading the entire Brahmanda, and he never pervaded the mukta prapancha to start with. So sthanutva means ekariti. He did not pervade the liberated world to start with. He will not pervade the liberated world in the middle. He will not pervade the liberated world at the end. So that sthanutva, vikara rahitya, is there for Rudra Devaru. Whatever way he is, he continues in that way. That is what sthanutva means, be in the same way, whether it is a limited pervasion or unlimited pervasion. In case of Paramatma, is unlimited pervasion, and he is always unlimited pervasion. In case of Rudra Devaru, he had pervasion in the entire Brahmanda and also outside the Brahmanda, but no pervasion in Mukta Prapancha, and that continues for Rudra Devaru. He maintains that same characteristic, lakshanika, we say lakshana, that he continues. That's why Rudra is thanu, even though he does not pervade the mukta prapancha, because that is the sthanutva definition is not that pervades everywhere, is not the definition of sthanutva. Sthanutva is whatever way he is there, the same way he continues at all times without any mutation, without any alteration. So if Paramatma, in case of Paramatma, is pervading all over mukta amukta prapanchas, and he always pervades mukta amukta prapanchas. In case of Rudra, he is pervading only amukta prapancha, and he always continues to pervade only amukta prapancha. So suppose Rudra pervades suddenly amukta prapancha also, that means the sthanutva bhanga comes. That means he is not in the same way. To start with, he is present only in amukta prapancha. Then suddenly he becomes pervasion in mukta and amukta, it becomes meaningless. That's why Lord maintains the sthanutva of Rudra Deva also by making him pervade only the unliberated world. Liberated world, Rudra Deva does not pervade. So that is important. So that's what sthanutva means. So, and the second one is like, you know, swatantra. So sthanutva, another definition that we can take sthanutva is, sthanutva is swatantrena ishtatiti stha, stha, anu. Three words are, it is split, sthanu is split into stha plus a plus nu. Stha means stays. Stays how? He is present as like, you know, the sthanutva, entire word meaning, whatever is there, that entire word meaning is also there in that stha alone. If you take stha alone, that also has stay. Stha is stay. Stay as independent at all times. So that's why swatantra, sthanatva, sthiti, sarvada, that is represented by the akshara stha. And then a. A represents purna. A means dosharahitattva. He does not have any flaw. The flaw of incompleteness is not there. So that means is purna. That akara represents purnatva or completeness. He is never incomplete. A means not. Not what? Not incomplete. Not flawed. That means flawless and complete. That is purna. The complete means purna. So that akara represents purnatva. And then nu. Nu means nakara, na anandatve, na sukhatve. So na is personification of bliss. And na, when it becomes u, tatsilyate u pratyaha. So na, one who has na is nu. So nu, so stha plus a plus nu. Nu is personification of bliss. That's why sthanu means swatantra, sthiti, one who has that, and purnatva, one who has that, and one who is personification of bliss. All these, like, you know, three different characteristics are represented by three aksharas of sthanu, stha, a, and nu. And then sthanu, another way that splitting is, instead of splitting as three aksharas, split them as two aksharas, stha plus anu. Stha means, like, you know, either stay as independent entity, or stay as an all-pervading entity, or stay as sarvottama entity. All these characteristics of Paramatma are ekariti, sarvavyapakatva rupa. That's why either you can say sarvavyapaka, or you can say swatantra sthapaka, I mean swatantra sthiti sahitatva, or that means swatantratva basically, and also sarvottamatva. All these are represented by stha. And then anu. Anu means atom, atomic, smallest. So he is anu. Anu means atomic. Anutva parimana. So one who is smaller than the smallest. And that is there at all times. So the sthanutva is also can be applied for every characteristic of Paramatma. They are there at all times. It never weaks. Like, you know, avyaya, we talk avyaya, akshara, azara. So vyaya rahitatva is also sthanutva. So jara rahitatva is sthanutva. Kshara rahitatva, kshara means nashana. Nashana rahitatva, no destruction, is sthanutva. So no destruction is sthanutva, permanence is sthanutva, and also dosha rahitatva is sthanutva. So all these are sthanutva. So anuparimana, he is there, and so that's why he is sthanu. So anoraniyana mahato mahiyana, we say, like, you know, he is smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest. That smallest pervasion capability, all pervasion capability, both are represented, and one stha plus anu, the two-way split that is to be taken. And then sthanutva, another meaning is sthanu, stha, stishtati. Sthanutva is one who is present in all the living beings. Sarva chetana antargata rupatva. So one who is present in all the chetanas as an instigating force, or one who is present in such a way giving refuge to for all the chetanas. All the chetanas are present in him. So he is like a supporting entity. He is staying unstoppable way. That means never ceases at all times. He is present as the supporting entity for all the living beings that is sthanutva. Sthanutva means sarva bhuta adhara shaktitva, one who is support in all the bhutas. Sarva bhutani asya asmin asti, that means all the living beings are present in him and he is present in all the living beings. So saha sarvasmin bhuteshu asti, sarve bhutani asmin santi. So all the living beings are present. So sarvani bhutani asmin santi, saha api sarveshu bhuteshu asti, one who is present in all the living beings and all the living beings are present in him. That is also represented by the word sthanu. So both of them are sthanu, lakshana of the Paramatma. And also he is present inside Rudra as sthanu, like Brahmani Brahma Rupasau Shivarupi Shivestitaha. We say in Brahma he is there, Paramatma is present in the name of Brahma, in the Rupa of Brahma, in having the Guna Kriyas of the Brahma, Brahma is present inside Brahma. Same way, Paramatma is present as a sthanu inside sthanu. In Rudra, with the name sthanu, Paramatma is present inside Rudra with the same name sthanu. And the sthanu shabda is applicable to Rudra Devaru within this unliberated world only. For Paramatma, the sthanutva is applicable both in unliberated world and the liberated world. Even in unliberated world, Paramatma is sthanu in Swatantra way. Swatantra way he is sthanu in unliberated world. Whereas other devatas, whether Vayadeva or Rudadeva or anybody, who is sthanu inside this world as an aswatantra entity. Because Paramatma gave this sthanutva shakti, Rudra is present inside this unliberated world as sthanu. So that is what sthanu is. And as I explained, people may get confused that sthanutva means kriya rahitatva, they are synonymous. That's what people think, but that is not the case. Kriya rahitatva is, that means having no kriya. This meaning is not applicable to Paramatma. That means sthanu does not mean no action, or kriya rahita is not indicated by the word sthanu. So Paramatma, how can he be without kriya? He is like, you know, doing all the actions, because the confusion comes because sthanu means ekariti sthana, and like kutastha, kuta, akasha, akasha is sthanu, just as Rudra is sthanu, Paramatma is sthanu, Lakshmi is sthanu, Vayu is sthanu, akasha is also sthanu, because akasha ekariti it is there, akasha space, it is present. As like, you know, in Bhuta Akasha is present in this unliberated world, Avyakruta Akasha is present all over. And if we take Bhuta Akasha, Bhuta Akasha Vat, and these devatas, they are all present, Rudradeva and all these people are present inside Bhuta Akasha, inside this one, they are sthanus. So Paramatma, he is not nishkriya, not akriya, not kriya rahita, because sthanu does not mean kriya rahitatva or actionlessness. Sthanutva is staying there without any vikara, without any change in the behavioral aspects of Paramatma. That means at all times he is all pervading. So that all pervading characteristic of Paramatma is not affected. So that is what is meaning for sthanu. And sthanu does not mean no action. That is not the meaning of the word sthanu. That's why Paramatma, how can he be sthanu? And also how can perform all the kriyas? A sthanu means he has to be kriya rahita. This understanding is not right. Sthanutva and kriya, that means actionlessness, and also sthanutva, staying in the same way at all times. These two are not contradicting characteristics. They are two different types of characteristics. And just as Akasha is all-pervading, but Akasha is Kriya-rahita, so is Paramatma also is all-pervading and Kriya-rahita means no, he is not like Akasha. In case of Akasha, Akasha does not have Kriya, but Paramatma has the Kriya. So it is not, he is a lot more than the Akasha Tattva. Akasha Tattva, whatever way it is there, Paramatma is lot more than Akasha Tattva, because Akasha, for it, sarva, that vyapakatva is there, that means its pervasion is there, but kriya rahitatva is there for akasha. But in case of Paramatma, he is pervading everywhere and he is pervading in a swatantra everywhere. That means akasha pervasion is aswatantra pervasion and akasha is kriya rahita. Paramatma is swatantra pervasion and he is kriya sahita. So he is lot more than akasha. Akasha does not have capability to perform actions, whereas Paramatma has even the greater pervasion than akasha and also the capability to perform. Both are there in Kesha Paramatma. So that's why he is like that. And then, Anoraniyana Mahato Mahiyana, this Shruti Vakya, it tells that he is present in all the things, Anutva, and this is possible only because of the Achintya Shakti of the Paramatma. Because imagine every atom, the electron is revolving around the atoms, like, you know, the nucleus, and that electronic that's revolving around the nucleus, that behavior is given by Paramatma to that electron for making it to move around the nucleus of the atom. So this is what is Paramatma's capability, and he is like, you know, representative of all these characteristics. That's why the Sthanutva represents Anoraniyana Mahato Mahiyana and all these characters. But some people write an objection, Anoraniyana means smaller than the smallest. That is told for Paramatma to express that his Atindriya, because one that is smaller than the smallest, minutest microscopic, and even that, like, you know, using a microscope, we can see. There is something that is even smaller, that no microscope can see. That smaller entity, Paramatma, is there. That means even the most powerful microscope does not let Paramatma see us, because that is that Anutva. So this Anoraniyana, in that Paramanush Anutva is meant to represent Atindriyatva. Is that not so? If the question is asked, that means beyond the direct perception. So that means one who is Anutva is there, he is also Atindriya. So this is the understanding. Is that correct? Means no. Anutva does not mean Atendriyatva only, because that Atendriyatva, that means beyond the direct perception, beyond the perception of the sense organs, that is only a consequent characteristic, because Paramatma is all capable, because he is all pervading. That means he has to pervade smaller than the smallest. That means he has to become even smaller than that smallest thing. That much smaller he has to become, so that he can pervade that. So because he is pervading that beyond microscope thing, so that means Atindriya, as an Atindriya entity, he pervades that Atindriya entity. So he becomes Atindriya entity also. So that Atindriyatva, that is beyond direct perception, is a consequent characteristic of that Anutva of the Paramatma, that is talked about for Paramatma, is his all-pervading capability. That is important. Anutva is Vikararahitya. That Vikararahitya, no mutation, means no change, no alteration in all-pervading capability of Paramatma. It is there at all times in its fullest. Never it is diminished. Avyaya, Avikara, Akshara, Ajara, Amara, all these characters of Paramatma are represented by that Anutva characteristic. So that means Anutva or Sthanutva Anutva, the Anutva that is there in the word Sthanu, that represents not just Atindriyatva. Of course, Atindriyatva is also represented, but it is Sarva Vyapakatva, because he has to pervade smaller than the smallest, so he should be inside. That means he should be smaller than that. So that's how he is smaller than the smallest. And same way, so the other questions that come is like, no, he is akarma, akriyatva. Is can we say that Paramatma, because sthanu, he is akarma, means no. Akarma, we talk, Paramatma does not have, is like, you know, we saw, like, you know, akarmani cha karmaya pashyati, karmani cha akarmaya. In Gita, one sloka comes. There, akarma is given as an attribute of Paramatma. Paramatma is described as akarma. That does not mean he does not do any karma. What is meant by Paramatma is akarma? He is karma rahita. That means two ways. Karma phala does not affect him. That's why he's called karma rahita, one reason. The other thing is, he does the karma without any vikara. That means the vikara is klishtata, kashtata. If we have to do any action, even the smallest action, breathing, we have to, like, no, we, of course, it's involuntary, but we need an energy to breathe also. Though breathing goes on involuntarily, even for breathing, we have to expend some energy. We have to spend some, whatever infinitely small amount of energy, we have to spend that much energy even to breathe. Whereas in case of Paramatma, he, for performing even the most Herculean task, he does it effortlessly. That means there is no getting exhausted, tired. All these characteristics are not there for Paramatma. That's why he said akarma. That means he does not have karma. Means one is, he does not have the undergo the fruits of the karma. The second thing is, for while performing that karma, Paramatma does not feel any exertion. He's like, you know, everything he does effortlessly. Every action that Paramatma does, like even moving this entire universe, if he has to, or create this universe, destroy this universe, everything Paramatma does effortlessly. That effortless capability is there only for Paramatma. For all the others, like, you know, they do not have that kind of thing, and that kind of pervasion is not there. That kind of effortlessness is not there. That kind of independent swatantra is not there for all the living beings. So this is what, all these characteristics are implied by the word sthanu. So here I stop that. So any questions are there, you can feel free to ask. Hare Srinivasa.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.